Attraction fades if it's not maintained. You might have been flirting with a girl for months, thinking everything is going amazing for her to turn around and say, "I'm done." Then you are going to be left wondering what actually happened and what you did wrong. You might have actually done nothing wrong. She might have just stopped being attracted to you. You will never know though, and that's why it's very important that you learn how to keep a new girl interested in you so that the attraction does not fade. And today's video, I'm going to offer you some handy dandy tips and tricks that can help you keep a girl interested in you. From buying her gifts to being there for when she needs you. There are some little things that you can do that will make a ginormous difference. Like and subscribe and get ready. Make sure to stay healthy. You never know when you are going to meet the love of your life. It could be in the supermarket. It could be right after this video. It could be tomorrow or next month. That is why you need to stay on top of your health and take care of yourself. You need to keep on going to the gym, playing your favorite sport, so that you have a better chance of success when you do meet her. Women love men for all sorts of different reasons, but one solid reason is, of course, the outside. Stay ripped and she will be interested in you. Be a little bit mysterious. You need to make sure you do not give everything away on the first date. You want to keep her wanting more, and this starts with being a little bit mysterious. If you told her your whole life story within the first 5 minutes of meeting her, then she has nothing to look forwards to. Although further down the road in the relationship, that's when women want the guy to open up. At the beginning, they want you to be like an onion, have many layers. Buy her gifts, splash the cash. Now, yeah, they say that you can't buy a person's love, and while this is true, if she is acting a little bit distant from you, a gift could just be what the doctor ordered. Women love to be spoiled by the men in their lives. Now, forget those fancy bracelets and charms and expensive gifts. It could literally just be her favorite milkshake when she comes over. That will be enough. The point here is, it has to be a gift which is meaningful, something that she will think, "Wow, he has put so much thought into it." Don't be selfish in bed. I think this one is pretty self-explanatory. If you both have a good time, well, she's not going to be wanting to go anywhere else. Always be a gentleman. I'm talking about opening the doors, pulling out her chair, and taking off her coat. Romance is not dead, and it's up to you to show her that you are a true gentleman. It's something that not every guy does anymore, so you have to make sure you establish that tradition so that she knows you are a polite, kind person. Challenge her. If she says something that you think is incorrect, don't fight about it. Just challenge her on it. She will realize that you are ridiculously clever and also that you have a strong enough boundary to have your own thoughts. This is critical when you are in a relationship because you can easily lose yourself. So this is a great way of making sure that this does not happen and it keeps her interested. Be there for her. Has she had a bad day, having issues with a friend or a family member, or just not feeling good about herself? Well, make sure that you are there for her when she needs you. She will naturally go to her partner to rely on, so she wants you to be there for her and show that you truly care. Now, if you have the opportunity to be there for her, take it, because that's when relationships do fizzle out if the other partner's not interested. Pay her compliments. It is simple. Girls love compliments, and they especially love them more when they come from the guy they are dating. The issue is, though, gents, that a lady receives plenty of compliments at the beginning, but then it starts dropping off and she feels very, well, invisible. So keep them going and she will always be interested in you. Don't stop the flirting. Just like the compliments, you need to carry on the flirting as well. Do not let it drop off once you have been dating for a while, because she's going to get bored. Keep it going so that she stays invested in the relationship. Always make her your priority. Telling a girl how important she is to you and making her your number one priority will keep her around. Now, of course, that still means you have your own life, you do what you need to do, and you don't let your social life slip. But it actually means be there for her when she needs you so that she knows you have her back because, well, she's a big priority. Don't allow her to take advantage of you. Making her your priority is great, but like I said, you need to still have your own life to live. Because when you start spending a lot of time with someone, buying them gifts, paying them compliments, you do run the risk of them taking advantage of you. She might start to see you as an easy way to get a free meal, and that's what you don't want. You need to make sure this does not happen by getting her to plan the date sometimes and watching out for if she offers to pay for things. If she does both of these, then it's cool, it's fine. She's not taking advantage of you. But if she's not, then you need to act on it and tell her that you don't like this side of her and be prepared to leave if she isn't going to change. Continue to surprise her. Don't just surprise her on the first date or the second or the third. Keep it going throughout the time that you guys are dating. Keep her on her toes. Take her out on surprise dates or give her some flowers out of the blue. This will make her smile, and when a girl is smiling, well, it means she's attracted to you. Appreciate her. Never take any girl for granted and expect her to sit around waiting for you. She will run 1,000 miles and find a new guy that appreciates her, because that's how we should all act in relationships when we feel invisible. Tell her that you appreciate her and her time whenever you get the chance. She's going to be grateful for you for telling her, and you might even end up being an actual thing. Ask her about herself. Let me tell you, it's super off-putting when you go on a date with a guy and he just speaks about himself the whole time. A lady wants to be asked about herself and wants you to be interested in what she has to say. After all, you're dating each other, she's not just dating you, so ask some questions about her. Her job, her past, her dream career, her favourite pizza topping, she will love it. Don't let her always plan dates. Normally, women love to be the ones to plan the dates because they feel they can plan it better than the guys. It's just something we are naturally better at. Men can often just turn up and be charming. Now, this is fine for the first few dates, but after that, you need to step up and organise. Tell her that you will organise the next date and make sure to plan something super romantic. She will be impressed by you. Open up to her. It can be hard to be vulnerable with someone, specifically someone that you have just met. When you are trying to get a new girl to be interested in you though, you need to let her get to know you. You could open up about something in your past or something that is going on at work. This lets her know that you want to form an emotional connection. Stay in touch with her. You don't want to just go on a date and then not talk to her again. You need to keep up communication so that she knows you are interested in her and she can grow her attraction towards you. So send her a message in between dates or phone her so that she knows you haven't just dropped off the side of the world. Give her some space. When you first start dating someone and you really like them, it's obvious you want to spend all your time with them. It's cute and it's a fun dynamic stage to be in. But you need to make sure that you give her some space though, so that you can both think about if you really want to be with each other. If you can't stop thinking about her and she can't stop thinking about you, then it's a sign that you guys should keep rekindling and you're supposed to be dating, but please make sure you do have space from each other. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.